SBS Radio. Selanjutnya kita akan simak laporan terkait dengan penggunaan opioid yang sering disalahgunakan itu. Nah, berikut laporan Ibu Silvi Wantania.
Saudara pendengar, 3 warga Australia tewas setiap harinya akibat penggunaan obat yang bersifat opioid. Dan lebih dari 1 dari 10 orang pernah menggunakan secara ilegal obat-obatan yang mengandung opioid atau menyalahgunakan obat dari dokter. Saat ini, jumlah kematian terus bertambah dalam waktu 10 tahun terakhir. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Jessica Rowe dan Charlotte Lamb. Lebih dari 3 juta warga Australia pernah menggunakan obat dari dokter yang mengandung zat opioid. Menurut laporan Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, lebih dari 3 juta warga Australia pernah menggunakan obat dari dokter yang mengandung zat opioid. Zat opioid dapat mengurangi rasa sakit dan dapat didapatkan secara legal, seperti misalnya codeine dan morfin. Juga mudah didapatkan secara ilegal, seperti heroin dan opium. Penulis laporan, Dr. Lionel Moon, mengatakan, obat-obatan farmasi seperti codeine yang paling berisiko menimbulkan bahaya selama 10 tahun terakhir.
The most important finding is that the harm associated with opioid use has increased quite substantially over the last 10 years. So the number of deaths, for example, has doubled, and the rate, which then takes into account the size of the population, has increased by about 63%.
Dalam laporan tersebut ditampilkan 715.000 warga Australia yang menggunakan obat-obatan opioid untuk kebutuhan non-medis sejak tahun 2016 sampai 2017. Dalam periode yang sama, 40.000 menggunakan heroin. Seorang mantan pengguna opioid, Mary Lynn Cochrane, menderita osteoarthritis yang parah.
I've had 3 back surgeries, hip surgeries, knee surgeries, ankle, shoulder, wrists. So the pain is where it is debilitating. I can't walk, I can't stand, I can't, I can't do a lot of activity. So opioids for me, I was dependent on them. I went to the doctor in those days. I didn't question because I didn't think I had the knowledge and the skills to think that there was another way of doing it. I believed what I was told, and I believed they were doing the right thing at the time.
Ia mengatakan ia mengalami ketergantungan dan mempengaruhi kehidupannya.
I just kept taking them, you know, and then I found that the mixture I was taking that was given to me wasn't enough, that the pain was coming through. So I'd go back and they'd increase the dose. You know, my whole life became a bobble, and I found myself suffering depression and didn't want to say that. I found myself isolated a bit. I didn't want to go out because it was painful. I got to a stage where I was really anxious about finding myself in a position where I didn't have the medication on board.
Cochrane akhirnya menemukan klinik manajemen rasa sakit yang membantunya memilih meninggalkan obat-obatan yang mengandung opioid dan berhasil memperbaiki kehidupannya. Ia ingin agar para penderita sakit kronis mempertimbangkan pilihan lain untuk mengatasi rasa sakit mereka. Namun, CEO Pain Australia, Carol Bennett, mengatakan pilihan-pilihan lain tersebut harus tersedia.
We know opioids are a quick fix solution. They're the easy option to be prescribed when people present with pain. But we actually need to see better treatment options, affordable treatment options, such as multidisciplinary care. Things like physiotherapy, psychology, nutrition, allied health services that work hand in hand with physicians to ensure best practice pain management.
Wakil Presiden Organisasi Kesehatan di Australian Medical Association, Tony Barton, sudah lama mendesak adanya pengawasan langsung obat-obatan selama bertahun-tahun.
For more than a decade, many health advocates, including ourselves, have been calling for real-time prescription monitoring, a dedicated solution, real-time, robust across all states and territories in our country to allow for the efficient and real-time recording of prescriptions and their supply and dispensing in our community. This will give us details will give us a source of who's getting what prescriptions when and who is potentially using these prescriptions illicitly.
Laporan yang merupakan kerjasama dengan The Canadian Institute for Health Information juga menunjukkan penggunaan fentanyl lebih banyak digunakan di Kanada, sementara penggunaan heroin masih lebih tinggi di Australia. Dr. Lionel Moon mengatakan, perbandingan ini tidak berhenti di situ.
The one thing that was surprising is when we did this comparison to Canada, both countries have the most highest reason for admission to hospital in relation to opioids is due to side effects from pharmaceutical use. So that means that the person has taken the opioid at the right dose, but they've had unintended consequences and that needed admission to hospital for treatment.
Nah, itulah tadi Ibu Sylvie Wantania dengan laporannya tentang penyalahgunaan penggunaan opioid itu.
Kompetisi Nasional Bahasa SBS 2018, sudahkah Anda mendaftarkannya? Kompetisi ini terbuka untuk siapa saja yang sedang belajar bahasa asing sampai dengan tanggal 18 November. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut, kunjungi situs sbs.com.au/nlc18.